To the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning, 251-343-0106. Text line, April Marie Fogle coming up in about an hour, in about 2 hours. Our friend, former state senator Dick Brubaker. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now, he represents 2nd Congressional District and soon will likely be the 1st Congressional District member. Congressman Barry Moore on the air with us. The middle of votes, so it may be touch and go, but Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Good to be with you, man. You know I must love your show. I am literally, well, they called the vote 15 minutes early, so we're walking on. I'm in the tunnel right now, so I hope you can hear me fine, but on the way to vote.
All right. Well, best of luck to you there getting there. Let's start here. Yesterday, Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to the joint session and then the chaos that ensued outside of, especially down up on the upper side of Capitol Hill over at Union Station. But talk a little bit about what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, so I actually, the protest started the day before yesterday outside my office. I could see all the Palestinian protesters and pro-Gaza people and anti-Israel people, and they actually filled the rotunda up in the Cannon office next to us. But, you know, yesterday, security was really, really strong. It's really strict through here yesterday getting through. But I think that the protest you saw in front of Union Station wasn't really here on the Hill where they actually burned the American flag. But that's an indication. It's like Bibi Netanyahu said yesterday, you know, they called the, you know, the two Satans, Israel and the USA. And so the enemies of Israel, the enemies of America. And so many said that they were paid by Iran, the protesters. Wouldn't surprise me. There's a direct tie to Iran and a lot of the terrorists in the world. And so it was what it was. But hopefully the American people see it for what it is.
Moving along, presidential politics. You and I haven't talked since Biden had stepped aside. He spoke to the country last night. Kind of a slurry speech. I didn't really feel the magic that a lot of our friends on the left felt, but what do you make of the presidential race at this point?
Well, I think the American people have to weigh out the options. And for a while, you know, the media lied to us and told us, oh, Biden's fine, Biden's fine, Biden's fine, and Kamala's the border czar. And all of a sudden, she's not the border czar, and he's not doing fine. So it's just the people have to see it for what it is. And we have to learn to do our research and look at what really is going on in the country. And so she, in fact, was the border czar, and Joe Biden, in fact, was having mental decline. We called it years ago, and the fact that we didn't really, the media didn't tell it like it was, that's troubling.
Yeah, I think we knew that there was a decline, but it looks to me, Congressman, that it's just whatever it takes to achieve this quest for power. And the it didn't really matter what Biden's mental state was or cognitive decline was, because if he were up in the polls, this would not have happened.
That's exactly right. I mean, if he was leading in the polls, he would be fine. But there were some billionaires got in a room with Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and said, hey, we got to can this guy. Without the vote of the people of the Democratic Party, they just got rid of him.
Congressman, yesterday, Judiciary Committee hearing, Christopher Wray, Director of the FBI, talking about the assassination attempt. What did you see? Did you learn anything new from that?
Yeah, you know, the one thing I told the director is American people have lost a ton of confidence in the FBI because of the Hunter Biden laptop story. They had the laptop in their possession, but they let that narrative continue on. And so they were, in some ways, a part of electing Joe Biden. And in addition to that, we know that Comey started the Russian collusion narrative, knowing that Clapper had briefed him and said that was a DNC political thing. It wasn't even real. It was a stunt. And at the same time, the FBI allowed these things to happen, the FISA warrants, et cetera. And so I told him we got a credibility problem between the intel agencies, the FBI, the DOJ, the lawfare against President Trump. And so he's got his work cut out for him, and many people in America, like myself, don't necessarily trust these agencies to do a great job. Now, he did tell us some things that I think were helpful for an ongoing investigation. He was far more forthcoming than the Secret Service Director, Ms. Cheadle, who stepped down. So, you know, we've got some work to do, and we're starting independent investigations. The DHS actually has an OID that is separate from Mayorkas. Matter of fact, I understand Mayorkas tried to get rid of the guy a couple of times, but he's started his own investigation. We're going to get to the bottom of how they almost killed President Trump.
Well, and the way these inspector general's investigations go, I mean, sometimes they take months, if not a year. Should we expect to hear from Congress before that is settled?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have myself requested a direct meeting with the OIG at DHS, and we've requested the audio between the sniper, Mr. Crooks. He was marked on the rooftop. The counter snipers for the Secret Service had him in their sights. I am trying, and we are trying, the Chairman Jordan, we want the audio. What transpired? Was he trying to get the green light and was not given the green light? And if he wasn't given the green light, who was making that call? In addition, who made the call to send the president on the stage knowing there was an assailant with a long gun on a roof 150 yards from him? I mean, those are the things. A 20-year-old gets into the grounds with a gun, a long gun, a rangefinder. He had bought a ladder he did not bring, so he had reconned the area and knew he could climb on the building without the ladder. And a drone. He flew a drone above those buildings to set his line of sight. So there was a lot of things that happened that just did not make sense for a 20-year-old acting alone to be able to pull off. It raises questions. If they hadn't raided his home, if they hadn't have arrested him, if they hadn't have convicted him, then these things probably wouldn't be a problem. The FBI still had issues with the Hunter Biden laptop, the 51 intel assets that said, oh, yeah, that's Russian disinformation and the Russian collusion narratives. So all these things we've seen done to the man, they had credibility issues going into this. And now we're all questioning what on earth could have happened that nearly took his life.
One more question. I know you got to move. The move from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket, how come we're not seeing this move in the White House then?
Yeah, I don't know. You got Joe Biden still, they're saying he's mentally incompetent, which we've known for some time. He was in a decline. He couldn't stand trial for the documents case. Her said that in our hearing. Yet somehow he's still the most powerful man in the world, supposedly. I'm curious to who's really running the country. And that's the question that many of us have. And we asked it in judiciary yesterday. Mr. FBI Director, who's really running the country? And so it looks like Kamala's just agreed to do exactly what she's told to do. And they've really ripped away the democratic process within the Democratic Party to allow them to pick their nominee. And it's just amazing to me that American people, especially the people who support that party, go along with this and say, oh, yeah, this is democracy at work.
Well, at least to me, Congressman, like the media are really playing Kamala up, but she's going to come crashing back down to earth once this honeymoon is over, I would think.
Well, they played Joe Biden up. They propped him up for 2 or 3 years. He campaigned from a basement. We knew all these things. And they fell flat on their face during the debate. And so this, too, will come to light. And Kamala can't hide. She was more liberal when she was in the Senate than Bernie Sanders on her voting record. She's horrible in a sense of political leadership. And we've seen nothing out of her since she's been the VP. You can't name one thing she's done. And the border is absolutely in disarray under her watch as the czar. And so, it'll come crashing down. I think that they were in big trouble. I don't think this is going to save them. The Democratic Party is in a free fall, and this, my friend, is not a parachute.
Congressman, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get to your votes, but we'll try to catch up again soon, and we can get a little more time.
Sure, let's do that, Jeff. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
No problem. Barry Moore there joining us real quick. They called votes for 10:45, and he was going to make it for 10:50, and this is all Eastern time. And I guess they went 15 minutes early. People want to go catch their planes. It's Thursday, and this is typically get-out-of-town day, so they're trying to rush it on through. That's the way business goes on Capitol Hill. 251-343-0106. Ron writes this, Jeff, just an FYI, I read an article online from Harris California Days, and she said the correct pronunciation of her name is Kamala. Punctuation mark, comma, and then lock, Kamala. It takes. It's going to take me a little time to get it right. I know I should have it down by now. She's been the vice president for almost 4 years. She was a U.S. senator before that, but after hearing people calling her Kamala Harris for the last, 8 years or so, it just is hard. It's a hard habit to break, but we'll get there. Kamala, I'm going to do this as an untrained broadcast professional. As you know, I have not a radio guy by training, just sort of trial by fire here. Is it you can't tell the golden pipes of Jeff Poor and the very, very steady diction that I offer you on this talk show. It's so awesome, isn't it? Chris, has a debate between Trump and Harris been set? Will it be after the DNC convention? What if her debate performance is worse than Biden's? I don't think it could be any worse than Biden's, personally. I know that there's an ABC debate and there's the invitation. Last night, Brett Baer announced it on Special Report that they had. Indeed, Fox News had offered an invitation for a debate. So who knows? This whole new world we're in where they said to hell with the commission on presidential debates is very, very strange. Let's see. What do we got here? Chris and Wemo. We are read that one. A dirt digger. The only woman I'll put before man is my mother and wife. That look what the Bible says. I respect women, but sorry, that is where I stand. That must be pertaining to Kamala being our commander in chief. I don't know. Martin. It seems as that the entire media is saying how great Harris is and how great Joe has been. And I have to admit, it's got me very concerned. I know most of it is not true, but I also know there's a lot of gullible people out here. Well, hey, Martin, it is a little dispiriting to go from like Democrats in disarray and the panic on the like Nicole Wallace and Rachel Maddow all throughout the Republican convention. They just had these long faces, and they're all troubled about Joe Biden. And now they got Biden out of the way, and now they have something to rally behind. I mean, just seeing them with the relief. But it's what caution you. When you watch media, when you watch left-wing media, they will put on a face. They will say things. They will do things to really – just to play team ball. Don't get caught in that bubble. I mean, it's hard not to. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I see it and I'm like, well, you know, but I still think Democrats are in trouble here. I'm sleeping a little easier if I'm a Democrat down ballot running again in this cycle, but I'm not the reality is I'm not necessarily celebrating. And Martin adds, that's what Dems do best, lie and theatrics. Gene, BB is under indictment. Prime Minister Olmert went to jail for 18 months. Yeah, but it's the same lawfare that's going on here, Gene. Gene, are you really a pro-Hamas person? He, she, they, them? I still don't know what Gene identifies as. Gene, are you, I mean, you can try to buy into this narrative that Bibi Netanyahu is the Donald Trump of Israel, but to most people, you just look anti-Semitic, whether you are or not, but it's that appearance. And here's the problem with all this, like, weird Palestinian, pro-Palestinian stuff. They had their 9/11 on October 7, 2023. And then they took hostages. I mean, they took babies out of mothers' arms and they took them hostage and they're in Gaza. In Israel, what was Israel supposed to do? In this narrative that Israel, just because they are the they are the prohibitive favorite against Hamas, needs to play at Hamas's level is just nonsense. And you people know it is, because if they had done this to the United States, we'd be all Toby Keith ended up with an angry American, and you know, especially if it's caught on camera. This is a manufactured controversy by the institutional left, and it works, but it's just anti-American, anti-Western. It's not. That's all it is. And it was on display yesterday on Capitol Hill when they burned the American flag. Because if it wasn't really about, and they view Judaism as a religion, as a Western religion, that's this institutional left, that's what they do. Just call it what it is. And it's just out of the mainstream in America. It's not going to work. It's a political liability for Democrats. And I don't. This is why they're not embracing it.
It's where I drank my first beer.
This is why it's kind of a whisper thing. Like, Bibi Netanyahu's bad. Where they're not confronting it head on and talking about the security of the Israeli people. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.